Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. How y'all doing today out there in this amazing land of the beautiful America? We are getting set up still here in this natural dimension. And when you run a lap from the stairway, you come back up. You got to catch your breath. So we're just excited to be hanging out today with you guys.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning to the America's people.
What's up, familia? Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're trying to get set up. Can't y'all tell? We tripping. Not in a bad way. We were kind of a little late this morning. We wasn't late, but we're definitely not early like we normally are. I got one more thing to get. How about no notes, though?
Y'all just
come on in the room.
We made it. Come in the room. Get your coffee. Get your lemonade, whatever you drink. Get your smoothie, water.
Yeah.
And come on in the room.
Come on in. Come on in.
Yes. Good morning, twin sister.
Good morning.
Daughter of the Most High God.
On fire for Jesus.
Woo! Did you get a new Bible?
I did. As a matter of fact, I got two. I got another one in the way because this first one is the King James Version. And I was like, I'll take it. But it was supposed to be an NIV. So I got two now. I got another one in the way.
Are you
keeping one here and one in my van.
Hallelujah. Y'all know she needs about 10 of them because she did it 10 outreaches a week. Yeah, so just keep on your prayers.
Yes.
And, you know, we do take donations for this ministry, so if y'all want to help out in any way.
This is my new Bible.
Santa
Biblia, Holy Bible.
Yeah.
Español and in English. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Y saludos a toda la familia alrededor del mundo, en Reynosa, Nuevo Laredo, and everywhere else that you tuning in. Bienvenidos. Muy bienvenidos a toda la familia que sigue creciendo y creciendo.
Growing and growing.
King Jesus.
That's right. We are
repping
today.
We got King Jesus.
Serious.
Yay. You see, this is the team that never loses.
Yeah. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world
that
he gave his only begotten son.
So what? So that we can have. Come on now.
So not perish,
woo,
but have everlasting life. Woo-hoo! Now that's something to cheer about.
Yeah.
King Jesus!
So excited about it. Okay, y'all, I'm just going to get my notebook set up. I'm like, this is how it goes sometimes. But you know
it
what?
It feels like a Monday, even though it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. But the reason why I'm like kind of slacking in that place is because I had to go drop off some stuff at the church. I mean, just doing stuff way on you know, do some stuff that was
I know.
And then I had to go, and then while I was past my house, I forgot I didn't have my lip gloss to be popping. So I had to go home, and I was like, girl.
Look, I could have let you borrow mine.
Oh,
my anointing.
Oh, we could have done that. We did
it
every week. Bam.
Anointing lips. Anointing oil.
Yeah. God be
Holy
glory.
Spirit, have your way.
Okay, so we're just glad that y'all tuning in. Holler at us, let us know who this morning live with us, and then we can put our shouts out to you, our love out to you.
And I will send a shout out to you later because for some reason I can't see.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Until after the show, so I know I see somebody.
Ooh,
God bless you.
Animal rejection. Now, come on, y'all, see all the way in another state.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, people are up in the... In the DF dubs, we want to say good morning.
Oh, Kamasa. Okay, I see it.
Oh, my gosh. How did you see it?
I don't know.
Oh, don't touch it.
Oh,
you said no lip gloss. That is, I know, right, girl? That's an emergency. That's a reset. I got to have it. Yes. That is so beautiful. So we're going to include you guys in today. We're going to talk to you guys to repeat this amazing part 3 on this liquid love. This is so powerful.
Amen.
So I'm
Amen.
Just so excited that Laura got her pizza.
And my sister, Lupe.
Lupe.
I can see her.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Lupe, I saw you here at the mansion yesterday. I didn't even do it. I didn't even get in your business.
She got her hair. Angelina
said that. I saw
that
online.
And she got them a box.
What?
Yes.
Well,
because Fairy had blessed her a while back, and she never got her a box. What? Some honor?
Yeah, from, I don't know who did it, but somebody did it. I know
okay.
Dalene told her that
so,
Ferry had blessed her a while back.
So
she never got
been, it.
It
must have been she didn't get a massage. She got a
no,
aromatherapy?
No, she said they did.
Luffy, tell us what happened yesterday so we can
she
can
said they did
that
roll-up thing and they did something and she said it was powerful.
But I want to know if it was a massage or if it was a aromatherapy.
No,
I mean,
she said it was a massage.
Okay, but Luffy, tell me
who did.
Did.
Who
yeah,
did
then I can
your
know.
Your massage?
Okay. So, but we're glad that you came.
Yes.
And every week I drive up, she's at the mansion. And I'll be thinking it's Laura, but I'm converted now. I know it could be Lupe. And the reason I knew it wasn't Laura, because Lupe, was, she backed the van in.
But that ain't Laura.
She does that
okay.
everywhere.
But I didn't know Angelina was here.
Yeah, she got
oh, my gosh. But
so
I was
cute.
Busy, let's say. I finally, believe it or not, America. God is up to something, y'all.
Yes.
And y'all know it's already revival all over the world.
So what's the name of the girl that does her hair that works here?
Jerrica.
Jerrica's
yeah,
been doing
her
hair.
Hair.
Yeah,
because I came in last week when I saw that. But God
yes.
is up to something, y'all. It is revival in
yes.
the land.
Yes.
And we're just excited about what God is doing.
I heard revival's breaking in
everywhere.
The restaurant.
Everywhere.
Chick-fil-A.
Everywhere.
Everybody was, I mean, just
everywhere.
Everywhere. I'll be... In the restroom, and I'll be
yeah.
singing to the Lord. In the shower, I'll
yeah.
be singing to the Lord.
Everywhere.
Outside in my van, I'll be singing to the Lord.
Everywhere.
Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be praised. We wake up at 5 in the morning this morning, and it was nothing but worship songs. And my granddaughters, they be struggling trying to get ready, but they're putting their shirts on, and they're singing the songs that they're on the phone, and they'll be like singing it with their eyes closed. And then I want to record them so bad, but I can't because I got the music playing.
That is so cute.
But they be putting their clothes on while they're worshiping God.
That's so beautiful. So beautiful. So, Lupe, you're going to let us know, so we'll talk about that later. And we are doing this part three. One thing about this amazing liquid love, it's really what's going on now in revival.
Yes,
when
everywhere.
You really get caught up in the current.
Yes.
Of this amazing place of intimacy.
Yes, he's looking for hungry hearts.
Yeah. And he wants to take us
deeper
and deeper into the things of him. And guess what, America? It's not going to look like what you used to.
Yes.
It's going to be totally different. It's going to be just because it's a different dimension
yes.
of his love and,
yes.
and really getting into that place that we exactly where we need to be.
Yes.
Because God has need of us.
Yes.
Okay?
Wow.
He has need of us. So. We're definitely going to talk about this, but before we get into the teaching, I do want to blow a wind to the DFW area for everyone and invite you personally to this prophetic night of worship this Friday night.
Friday!
Come on, y'all. If y'all are looking for something different, if you're really
yes.
hungry
yes.
for something different in your life, and if you really want to hear from God
yes.
personally, because y'all see how he's be talking
yes.
up, and we just got the box. We sold out, and not only that, we're writing books about it. Sold out.
Yes.
We have a national prayer.
We got the hat.
Come on, y'all.
Sold out,
yeah.
Jesus. We got the t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, it's an abundance. It's an abundance of representing the things of God.
We
got to
start
kingdom.
Getting bold, people.
Yes.
Come on for Jesus.
Yes. That's what it's really about. That's what it's really
yes.
about. So we're here to teach today. And we just want to encourage you guys.
Well, let me tell you, Pastor Pope, Rick Pope and Marcos on Sunday, they invite a lot of people over there at the outreach. So we're going to have a packed house.
Yeah.
There's other leaders out there helping serve and other warriors and many other people. And we invited everybody. And Pastor Marco, if you need a ride, I'll pick you up. And
uh-oh.
He was not even telling people they needed a ride. So we're
I hear the drum
out.
Roll in the spirit.
Yes.
I hear the drum roll, and it's like really amazing. And we're just on fire, everybody.
Team
we
Jesus,
just,
yeah. Team
we just
Jesus.
On fire, and we're blessed to be a blessing, and we just want to encourage everyone. I don't know how Lupe watched on mine and yours, but she's doing it. Go, girl.
You go, girl.
Yes, we salute you today, Lupe. But we just want to encourage you guys to come out to the prophetic night
yes.
of worship here at the mansion on Park Row. But it is at the House of Glory, which
yes.
is located right behind the mansion.
Yes.
We're at the 2700 block of West Park Row,
yes.
Cantigo, hashtag Arlington,
yes.
Texas, here in the Arlington area. So if you are really hungry and ready to go deeper into the things of God and prophetically hear from him and
yes.
let him, allow him to speak to your heart. Because, listen, we have work to do.
Yes.
And we have to get in a posture to where
our hearts and souls rest totally in Him.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. And you know, we see everything that's going on in the world, but we can turn the volume down on the world and turn it up so we can hear what God is saying us today,
right?
Yes. So you
want to pray? Yes, Father, we just thank you for this beautiful morning, Father. We thank you for giving us another day of life, Father, and breath, Father. And we just pray that you continue to guide us and lead us, Father. And I pray that you prepare the hearts of every soul that's out there, Father. And I ask if there's anything in my heart that will hinder this prayer, I ask for forgiveness, God. So we want more of you.
We want more
of your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for your love letter, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here to declare the good news, Father,
Hallelujah.
So we can encourage others that are out there, Father, as they encourage us, because we are Team Jesus, Father, and it's all
Hallelujah.
For your glory and honor and praise. And if you're not in the midst of what we're doing, then we have nothing. But when we have you, Holy Spirit, we have
everything.
And because of you, we are here, so we give you glory, all the glory and honor and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Papa Jack.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Jesus are here.
Everybody, I just got here.
Good morning, Jamie.
Always bring our drink.
Hallelujah.
Yes, life, water. So let's see, Jamie. Good morning, beautiful. I miss you, girl. Being just here, hanging out, and your whole presence being at the mansion, praying for your mom. And I believe that you guys will be home very soon. Oh, back at the mansion. So Lupe says that she got an aroma touch. She said it was Jennifer and Dali that did her.
Oh, okay.
So she got an aroma touch. There it is. Dali and Jennifer.
Okay.
So, yeah, she was in the mansion spa hanging out. I know I smelled all them oils when I went in there yesterday. I said, well, they've been in here either working on each other.
It's just like every Monday, my sister has an appointment at the mansion.
Yeah. That's so awesome. You can come and get what God has for you, too. And these aroma touches are amazing, just incredibly amazing. And our massage therapist here, Miss Anna, she's incredible. And then we have Dr. Bree here in the mansion spa. If you are looking to shift your whole dimension of a holistic alignment, because that is the name of her business, you can come in and get your chiropractic care and get on a whole regimen and have a lifestyle change.
Yes.
And you too can be all that you can be in the things of God.
And the army of the Lord.
We are the team.
Jesus.
Yes, and it's so awesome because we have that and we have all these amazing women here at the mansion on Park Road, hair designers, and we have the store where you can come and get your sold out gear,
or your Team Jesus gear, or your Bling of the Earth gear,
and then it's clothes and shoes and
we got everything here.
And remember, if you guys want this Daughter of the King shirt, let us know because we have these in stock. And you guys can do a drive-by.
And it has the scripture in the back too.
It's Philippians.
Mm-hmm. I can do all things through God who strengthens me.
So if you guys want the shirt, if you don't want to come in, you can let us know by DMing us, and then we can tell you how to sell that to the church. The church has a separate thing, and then we can mail your shirts to you.
Yes.
So how about that?
Yes.
So we just want you guys to know that everything that you need is in this place.
Yes.
But mostly healing is here.
Yes. And we appreciate each and one of you tuning in
and
sharing the video. Because we're sharing the good news.
Yeah.
And just like there's revivals going on in other places, there's revival going up here at the mansion, House of Glory, and everybody that we're connected with and everybody that's out there watching, I know y'all on fire too for Jesus. So let's just continue this revival and not let it stop. How about that?
Now.
Just keep going, y'all.
Well,
woo,
I want to say this, with or without you, it ain't going to stop.
It ain't going to stop.
Hello.
Because it is finished.
Yes.
God is
up. Oh, no, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But the things of God are coming to pass.
Yes.
So we're just excited that we are here to see it. You know, I remember my dad used to always say, I'm just glad that I live to see it. You know, he would always say things like that to me. But she said, Team Jesus all day, every day.
Hey!
Yes! But listen, God is so incredibly lovely, and he's wonderful, and I'm just excited to be his daughter and your sister.
Yes.
Papa Jack's daughter.
Yeah, and he desires our hearts and souls, guys,
yes,
to rest totally in him.
Yes.
And you know what? In him, you have peace.
Yes.
Most people say like a river, but I'm going to say like an ocean. Okay? That ushers us into his presence,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
It just does. And it's such a current. Once you get in this current, your life and tomorrow is definitely never the same.
Never. Never, never, never.
Yeah. Yeah. And life becomes passionate in
yes,
this place.
Yes.
You have passion for people. You
yes,
have passion for his zeal.
Yes.
You know, you have passion for his word.
Yes.
For you thirst and hunger. For
yes,
righteousness is so powerful.
Yes, to love on him and to do the things that please him.
Yeah.
For his glory. It's
yeah,
all for his glory.
And you know what else?
Wow.
When you do that, life becomes different and your mindset is different.
Yes.
And you shift into the kingdom thing.
Yes.
You begin to have,
there are forever and ever and ever and ever.
And you have kingdom thinking. You have kingdom things and kingdom relationships.
Yes.
And you become better in all things.
Yes.
In him you do. And when people begin to see this shift in you, guess what? They want it too.
Yeah.
They want to shift
yes,
just like
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
So by now you should be asking, well, how do I get to this place?
Yes.
Laura and Marlo, just surrender.
I surrender.
Yeah.
I want to know
yeah,
you
come
more,
on now.
We got to get to know him
yeah,
more and more.
So the answer is in this desire of arrival. Once you get to this place in this current, you see differently. You see things through a different lens, and your perspective changes. You no longer judge people. You don't even care what's going on with them. You're just worried about what God is telling you and how you should stand and how you should walk and how you should talk.
And if anything,
come on,
you start praying for them.
Yeah.
You start interceding because we – hey, my grandma interceded for me,
yeah,
and I thank God for that. That because of her intercession, I was set free. You know,
hello.
So when we pray for people, God will manifest in their lives.
Yeah.
Because if they're being ugly, just remember once you were ugly too, and I
yeah,
still have my moments. Lord, help me, Jesus. But I'm not where I used to be. I don't know. I'm
hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
But God is good.
Yeah, I can deliver daily, daily. Okay. So I'm just excited to be talking about what God is talking about. And this, listen, but and I know people's like, you know, I'm struggling and I struggle to get in this place. Listen, it is, we're not going to lie. Sugarcoat is like,
yes,
you know.
Let me tell you, I had victory yesterday. My son Thomas always tell me something that my spirit goes, like wants to that slap in the back. And
yeah,
then, but I went like this. Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out. And then he looked at me, he goes, okay, Mom, I'm going to pray for you. I said, please do. Because I prayed for you. And, you know, and I was like, but I was at peace, okay?
Yeah, you know, that's why I quit complaining about living alone. I quit complaining about being alone, Papa Jack. I was like, Lord, okay, thank you. You know, because you're not alone. That's
no,
what's so powerful.
No,
but listen,
not,
you know, as people get in that place, they're like, you know, I don't know how to get there. And then I struggle. You know, listen, once you get there, it's the hardest place to get to. But it's the best place to be.
Yes.
And that's why this current today is called trust. You got to learn to trust. Because we're so used to doing it our way,
mm-hmm,
what we think,
yeah,
what we think,
yeah,
and however God is saying. But trusting God fully can be frightening. It really can be. But that is when you know that you are in on the correct path. Because you begin to start surrendering more and more.
Yeah.
Because you are still trusting your thoughts and your way.
Yes.
And it's still not God.
Yes. Yes.
So y'all know we're going to take you to the bridge.
Yes.
In the scripture.
Yes. Yes.
And we're gonna tell you what God is talking about. And
amen,
that's in Isaiah 55. Write these scriptures down so that you can hear what God is saying to you. 55 verse 8 through 9.
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios.
Es lumbre.
Es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias por su paciencia. Thank you for your patience as I'm learning to read it in Spanish. And all glory to Jesus.
Thank
en
you,
la
God.
Palabra de Isaías 55, versículos 8 y 9, dice, porque mis pensamientos no son vosotros. Pensamientos de nosotros, caminos, mis caminos, dijo Jehová. Como son más altos los cielos que la tierra, así son mis caminos, más altos que vosotros, caminos y mis pensamientos más que vosotros pensamientos. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
And I got me a King James, I got the NIV on the way, which is easier because, you know, but I'm learning
that's
both.
It. And he provides.
This one is like, what?
He provides.
You know, I'm doing it. I'm not ashamed, okay? And I will learn, okay? I'm a teachable.
I think I'm reading out of the, oh, this is the King James.
King James, yeah,
okay.
I'm teachable. So
in the translation, in the English version, in the King James, in verse 8 in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, it says, and you know, we were just talking about, you know, the place of trusting God in this current, because we don't know how to release, and we still want to do it the way we think, in a logical, natural way. But listen, the word of God reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, and we think, how do we get there? Well, first of all, it's really not a hard place. We've convinced ourselves that it is because we really come out of the mind of God. So the gap there, the feeling there from your thoughts to God's thoughts, because he already tells us in his word in verse 9 that for his thoughts are higher than ours, as high as the heavens are from the earth. And that's pretty high.
Amen.
But you can function in that place when you tune in and you surrender and you begin to hear his voice and the things that he
yes.
knows, because he tells us, and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, because this is where you meet the fork in the road in your journey. My way or God's way? That's what you have to ask yourself. And this is the current, not only of the trusting, but of the surrendering. And that's where you have to learn the way to play and
yes.
say, I'm done.
And he's going to take
yeah.
you out of your comfort zone,
yeah.
too. Yeah, because sometimes people don't want to, they want everything easy. And everything is easy sometimes, but not always. You have to work at some things, you know, and learn and thrive and, you know.
Yeah.
We don't follow our feelings or emotions,
yeah.
but his word, and we got to be obedient.
Because
whatever the calling
because it's
is.
It's in him
yes.
that we move and breathe
yes.
and have
yes.
our being. It's
yes.
in him. We think it's us. We think it's our jobs. We think it's, first of all, we think it's our alarm clock that woke us up.
Yeah.
And it's really not. Because if it was your day, if today was your day, what the Lord said, come on and be with me, then your alarm still be going off.
Yeah.
And somebody in the house got to turn it off.
Yeah.
If you're living alone, then it's just going to keep going up.
Yeah.
And that's how it is,
yeah.
right? So it's not your clock. It's not your job.
Yeah.
God is your provider.
Yeah.
Your job is your source, resource.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
is your source.
Yeah.
So we have to know that and clarify
yeah.
some things. And we walk in all this fear and all this junk.
Yeah.
And we listen to all these lies from the enemy because he is a liar.
He lies.
He is all of that.
Yeah.
But if you stay in your word, you will find out who you are.
Woo!
Come on now. And God will tell you, you are more than a conqueror.
Yes. He will tell you, if God is for you,
who
can
be
against
you?
And he will tell you all things are possible with God. And God, he does everything. He would declare his word. It's in his word right here. All the answers to every situation in life
yes.
is in his love letters. But we just got to declare whatever the struggle is, physical, mental, spiritual, financially, whatever, right here. It's
That's
all
it.
Right here. The
yeah.
answer to every problem is right here as we get to know him. And then we got to declare it every day
yes.
until we manifest. It
yes.
shall come to pass.
It will.
He's faithful. I've seen too many testimonies and miracles happen in my life for me to doubt, you know. Because
yeah.
I always remind, he always reminds me, remember when this happened and I got you through, remember, you know. And I'm like, okay, I can't even, it's true. You know, he reminds me sometimes, because sometimes, you know, I start, you know, questioning. Yeah. I say, wait a minute, I'm tripping. I got to continue to declare the word, stand on it,
Come
believe
on.
It, declare it, and let it manifest. And he still in no
Come
way.
Come on,
God,
sit down somewhere.
He still, I'm not out, God.
You got to sit down somewhere. And I'm telling you, that's why this topic is called liquid love, because it's such a journey and it's a flow as you go down this river of love and life. And I'm telling you, in all phases of life, whether you're in your marriage, this is where we got to surrender our mindset, because everything
yes.
starts in the mind.
Yes.
That's why.
That's
where
the battlefield is.
Come
that's
on
right.
now. Romans 12:2 tells
yes.
us that.
Good morning, Rachel.
Be renewed by the you know, by the renewing of our mind.
Yes,
we have
yes.
to shift our mind.
Yes.
And when you have a different surrender, you have a different mind.
Yes.
And in all these phases of life, whether it's your marriage, your children, your job, your business, or even your bills,
uh-huh.
come on now, mm-hmm. surrender.
Yes.
In this journey, because it is a journey, okay? When we begin to diligently and consistently seek him, God's face is perfect,
yes.
and his perfect will be done in your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's all about what God says.
Amen.
It's all about what God
That's
wants.
Right.
Because we want what we want, and when it don't work, we get mad at God.
Yes, amen.
Like little temper tantrums that we be having. I mean, shut up. And I was looking at a lot of different dimensions and different programs and ministries where people really get mad at God. They stop talking to him, you know, especially, and I find in the biggest place, the struggle is when they lose a loved one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people really, not all people,
uh-huh.
but a lot of people get mad at God because
yeah.
they're like, you took my member of my family, whether it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your children, however. And it's really not, that's love because they, trust me, they are way in a better
yeah.
place than we are.
And in the worst place, for us to die, we gain.
Yeah. yeah.
And we're in
yeah.
this presence.
Yeah.
We're out of here. We're in the presence.
Yeah. And that's true, and that's that unspeakable joy, but, you know, his ways are higher. So that's what he tells us, but in Jeremiah 29:11, he's real specific about his plan. So you want to read that, Laura?
Yes.
We know most of us really know what the scripture, the quote of the scripture itself as we read it, but we're going to talk about it a little bit today.
Yes. God's love letters,
which
is fire.
La palabra.
The Dios que es lumbre es
fuego.
Holy
Spirit,
continue to manifest in our hearts. And I know that your word is new every day, but God, I pray for new manna, new understanding, God, and that it touches all the souls that are tuning in and that will declare, stand on it, and let it manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jeremiah 29:11, la palabra de Dios dice, porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo hacia vosotros, dice Jehová, pensamientos de paz y no de mal, para daros el fin de esperanza. Espere. Gloria a Dios.
For the word of the Lord reads, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. And I'm telling you, if God said it, and here's the thing. This is where you know that God is thinking about you. He just said he was thinking about you. He
yes.
said, so I know
yes.
the thoughts that I think toward you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking about you. Also, he's looking back to see the uncertain. But when we look back, all I know to tell you, everybody have a past.
Yes, everybody.
Okay?
Every one of y'all. And
yeah.
us. In us.
Yeah, because when we look back, everything seems uncertain, but the word of God tells us that when we look back, goodness and mercy is following us.
Yes.
All the days of our lives. And we shall, that word shall means take place, dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
But you can walk out the present in his presence.
Yes.
That's what's so powerful.
Uh-huh.
There's fullness of joy.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm just so excited that God is encouraged us to encourage you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful,
yes.
twin?
And he renewed us before we were in our mother's womb. So he's
yeah.
been with us from the beginning.
Absolutely.
And you know what I love? My grandbaby in the morning when I wake up at 5, my granddaughter's Camilla brings the baby in the room. And he'll be a little bit fussy, but I just start playing the worship song.
Mm-hmm.
And he smiles and he'd be looking up. And I'm like, can you see angels? Because I don't know angels. And he'd just be looking around, but he'd be smiling with the worship. And I'm like, liquid love.
Liquid love, yeah.
But it's so beautiful, you
it's
know, to,
so
me, to see him, you know, he's wanting to cry. And then you put the worship song, and all of a sudden, he's smiling. Something up. Something
about
there's something name. About the name of Jesus.
You better know it is, because he's already on the team.
Yes.
That's so powerful. But, guys,
yes.
this is such an incredible teaching, learning how to lean into his love and just get into the flow of what he has for you, because it's such an incredible place to be.
Yes.
Because this is where your experience takes you higher.
Yes.
And facing what we call the current of fear.
Yes.
It's so many different dimensions and so many currents. It's just like when you're in a river.
Yes.
And you see it going downstream.
Yes.
And it just catches another stream.
Yeah.
And then it kept, and then, but in the stream, some places there's some really thick branches. You got to be careful.
And rocks.
Rocks. And, yeah. But, you know, everybody thinks that the walk with God is like smooth. And, you know, it's rocks and sticks and stuff in this journey, this flow. But God gives you the grace to go through it. He gives you the love, the strength. Because it said in him there's fullness of joy.
Yes.
You know, and in his love there's strength.
Yes.
And perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
That's so powerful. But there's so many fearful places, because when you trust in God, you like, I don't know if I really hear him, but I'm telling you, it's just like we talk about this all the time, like it with a natural parent or even a spiritual parent. Mm-hmm. I can use that today because all my natural parents are with Jesus, but I got some other parents.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And as much time as I spend with them, I don't have to see them. If I hear Papa Jack around the corner and I don't see him, I'm going to know that's Papa Jack.
His voice.
You better know I'm going to know. You know, and that's how it is with God.
Yeah.
And when you spend time with him, you hear his voice.
Amen.
You won't be confused. And some people say, well, it sounds like I'm hearing my voice. Well, you just hear your voice, because the voice of God is different.
Yeah, man.
And when you get into this flow of surrendering and trusting God, and you really want it, you hunger for him, and you thirst for him, you go to bed with him, you wake up with him, he is the lover of your soul.
Yes.
And he loves you so much.
Yes.
Can you imagine
God
loving your children more than you do? Well, he does.
Because
that's and then the grandchildren, that's what's called grand, because the love is grander.
Yes.
You know, I get to the point now when I call for my grandson who can't even talk on the phone. I don't even say, hey, Jeff. I'm like, what's magic? She's like, dang, Mom. I'm like, oh, hi, Dad. Oh, okay. So last night I was talking to him on the phone, and he's trying to walk and everything, y'all. I'm just watching him with his little walker thing, camper body. And then he looks back, and he wants me, and he's crying for me. And I was like, I can't take it. I got to hang up. And that's the love. Can you imagine a love greater than that? The love of God is so great.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow that he has for us, you know, and it reminds me, Laura, we're going to go to Matthew 14. Mm-hmm. We're going to encourage you guys to read the whole chapter of the scriptures that we're giving you. But we're going to Matthew 26, and I'm for sake of time, I know we can't read the whole thing, especially dually, because it talks about the fear factor. Now, this is the disciple Peter, which was, it looks like to me, Peter was the favorite. But God called up to him for so much, and he struggled a lot, but God trusted
him. Used
him. Yes.
He was willing, that's why, willing vessel.
Yeah, and this, it talks about when he walked on the water, and you know, when they saw Jesus, they were already scared because they really identified him as a ghost. Okay? So, can you imagine? So this is so perfect, but this is where your experience takes a higher level of facing our fears. And, you know, we have to understand that fear comes from the enemy, because God is a God of faith. And it is when he see our faith, he begins to increase us in the dimensions of the things that he can trust us in our faith. It's such a currency to open doors and every dimension that God has to. So we're going to go to Matthew 14. And what is 26? Let's see how... Well, let's go to 28 more.
28? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
26 to 28. It says, y los discípulos, viéndole andar sobre el mar, se turbaron diciendo, un fantasma. Y dieron voces de miedo. Pero en seguida Jesús le habló diciendo, tiene ánimo. Yo soy. No temas. Entonces él respondió, Pedro, y dijo, Señor, si eres tú, mándame que yo voy a ti sobre las aguas.
Aleluya. So that's 28.
Y él le dijo, ven. Y diciendo, Pedro de las barcas andaba sobre las aguas para ir a Jesús.
Aleluya. So this is so powerful, because we're now in the current of fear. Even now, they walk with Jesus, but for us, Jesus is in us.
Yes.
So here it says in Matthew 14 and 26, and I think we read 239, I'm sorry, 26 to 32.
29. I read it.
Okay. And it says, and when the disciples saw he was walking on the sea, they were troubled,
mm-hmm.
saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Isn't that powerful? And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if that be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to see Jesus.
Mm.
But this is when it gets a little crunked up.
Yeah.
Right here. Okay, when he took it. Yes. And then 30 says, but when he saw the wind being boisterous, y'all know it was out of control.
Yeah.
We don't know if it was a hurricane. We don't know. But it was boisterous. He was afraid and began to sink, and he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. Okay, but see, this is what happened between the time he stepped out and was walking out to see Jesus. The wind got boisterous, and he took his eyes off of Jesus and put him on the waves and the wind, and that's when he began to sink. And that is our problem.
Because he started listening to those voices. You're going
yeah,
to die.
Yeah.
Why are you going that way?
But it was a natural element. Come on, y'all. That was a natural element for him.
Yes.
Now, Peter was one that was in the sea all the time.
Yes.
So it's not like he was in foreign territory.
Yes.
But when he stepped out the boat on the water, it became
yes.
foreign territory.
You're like, what?
Right? So that is so powerful. And it says here in 32, and when they were come into the ship. Let me read that real quick. Let me read 31. It says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore doest thou doubt? And when they had came into the ship, the wind ceased.
Mm.
Come on now.
Then
they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, we all struggle with it. Peter was with Jesus and still struggling with it. But and then what was so awesome about this, he asked Jesus to ask him to come.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't ask him to come. He asked Jesus, did that you bid me to come?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, well, come on.
Come on.
He did.
And then,
all we got to do is ask.
Yes.
And then we got to go when we ask. We can't just keep asking, because when you do that, you start begging.
Mm-hmm.
We start begging God for he hurt you the first time. He's just waiting on us. Most people say, well, I'm just waiting on God. Actually, God is just waiting on you to surrender in this current of love. And it's a different love, because we think about this kind of love.
Yeah.
You know, the tattoo, feeling, woo-woo.
No.
Okay? It's an everlasting love.
Amen.
It's a love that he went to die for you and for me.
Yeah.
Kind of love.
Yeah.
So that we could have an abundant life, not a complaining life.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Wake up every day complaining instead of just, look how beautiful it is today.
Ooh,
y'all should
amen.
Be planning on how y'all could get out and go be a blessing to somebody
yes.
and love on somebody.
Yes.
Come on, man. Instead of worrying about me, I.
We did that at the park yesterday with
that
the youth.
That was so beautiful, too.
With the youth and the homeless. We played volleyball. We had nachos. They had nachos out there. We had a blast. We got to pray for some people, and God is so awesome.
Yeah.
The revival that's happening around the nation is awesome.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
What you guys been doing, it's just now the fire has come. Yeah. Now the fire has come. And when the fire comes, the stuff's going to get burned up,
mm-hmm.
but it's also going to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know that. But as we were talking about Peter, when he stepped out of the boat, he was in foreign territory. I'm going to tell you something, people of God. Walking on water is not something you do halfway when you do it. So we, you know, keep in mind, by keeping my eyes on Jesus, that's the antidote.
Yeah.
When we keep our minds on him in this current, we realize that fear will appear.
Yes.
It comes.
Yes.
The more we walk in the light and the love of God, the more we realize that fear is a spirit.
Yes. It's just like when I had that encounter with that drug dealer that wanted to put fear in me. He was looking at me. I'm telling you, look to kill, and he wanted to put fear in me. And I stared at him back, and so when I said, Jesus, three times, he went, he started laughing. But he wanted to put fear in me, because some other people fear him. But I'm like, wait a minute. I know who my daddy is. I'm here to serve my daddy. I know he got my back, but I'm not going to have fear, Marlo, because if it's time for me to go, okay, if I perish, I perish. But I'm there to make a difference. I'm there to intercede. And Next thing you know, he's talking to me, and I'm over here trying to tell him about Jesus, okay? He's the one he needs to fear.
That is so powerful. But that's right, and it will appear, whether it's people, places, or things.
Yes.
We just have to understand that, you know, but we have to use wisdom. And the way you get into wisdom is getting into the Word of God.
Yes.
That's where we get our wisdom from, you know, because the beginning of wisdom is when we know God,
yes.
His knowledge. And that's and perfect love cast out fear.
Yes.
Because God has not given us
yes.
a spirit of fear.
No.
That's in
right.
2 Timothy 1:7. Fear is a spirit.
Yes.
Because
yes.
listen, the word of the Lord says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power.
Yes.
That's a word right there that you
yes.
can just fly off the mansion and keep going.
Yes.
But of power and of love and
a sound mind.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hello.
Yes.
And that's so powerful because let me tell you something. Fear is paralyzing and imprisoning.
Yes.
It will put you in a box to where
yes.
you it'll box you in and you can't get out and do nothing that God's calling you
it
to do.
It will rob your blessings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will keep you from experiencing God's plan.
Yes.
For
yes.
your life.
Because yes.
you're going to get somewhere and sit down and go in a closet and in the room with the door shut. And God is calling us into the deep.
Yes.
He's calling us, y'all.
Yes.
And it will restore
go deeper and deeper.
And destroy God's purpose and plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it can only do what you allow it
yes.
to do.
Yes.
So be mindful of that. Because the more we feed and the more we feed it, the more power it holds. So remember here where the word of God said in 2 Timothy that, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. That
yeah.
same power, we give it over to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He is a thief. This is the public service announcement.
Yeah.
He's a thief.
Yeah. Still
come on now.
Heart.
So
yeah.
we have to be mindful. We must ask God to show us the roots of the fear
yes.
it, within us. And we need to confront it.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
we confront it, we can be free.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why I tell the devil, just I don't even get my blood pressure up in my mouth. I used to get radical and do all that. I don't know. I just say, stop talking to me.
Yes.
And you just rest your case. And you get over there and talk to the one that's really talking
yes.
to you.
Yes.
We spend
Amen.
Too much time entertaining the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what he said. And then before you know it, he just convinced you. And then we give him the glory.
Yes.
We say, well, that's, you know, the devil's something else. Well, if you was busier than the devil.
Yes.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
You would understand.
You get no glory from me, let me tell you.
We do, y'all. We do. Come on, y'all. Can y'all raise your hand?
Yes.
We do as people, especially as people of God.
Yes.
We get into this posture of just saying, well, you know, it is what it is. Well, it's not. It ain't what it ain't. We're going to say that because what is to come.
Yes.
Woo! Come on, man.
Amen.
Yes. And I just love God because, listen, 1 John 4:18 says what, twin? You got it? Do you have
yes.
it?
Yes, I do. 1 John.
Come on now. This is what we're going to get into. Back
el
into
libro
the place.
De Juan, woo! Primero Juan 4:18. God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Es
fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando. En nuestros corazones, it is
1 John 4:18, guys.
En el amor no hay temor, sino que el perfecto amor echa fuera el temor, porque el temor lleva en sí castigo, de donde el que teme no ha sido perfeccionado en el amor.
Aleluya. And the word of the Lord reads in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear,
mm-hmm.
because fear hath torment.
Mm-hmm.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Just that simple,
because
the Bible tells us so. And the perfect love that we're seeking is this liquid love, the love that God has for us. It's such a great place to be because we were just talking about it. Fear brings torment.
Yeah.
And it does. But perfect love casts out fear. So when we get caught up in his love, in his love letters, which is fire, we catch fire.
Yeah.
The devil don't stand a chance. And all you got to do is tell him to stop talking to you, and then you keep it moving.
Yeah, you start declaring
yes.
his promises.
Yes.
This is his promises. When you start declaring them, he has to flee. And then the promises will manifest, and then you get punched in the face.
you're slapping the battery neck. Okay. But that's so powerful. about what God is doing in your life, you get excited about it. And you want to tell somebody.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I love talking about the goodness of God.
Yes.
And I tell people all the time, if you're not trying to hear that, then I'm not the person to talk to. Okay? That's how I
know.
Me too. At this point in my life, because I done did the Frank Sinatra and the Burger King. I done tried it my way.
And it didn't work.
It worked a little while, but it don't last. And only what we do for Christ will last.
Yes.
Only.
Yes.
So, you know, this is just a place of encouraging you that, you know, as you arrive into this current, it's
mm-hmm.
such an amazing place to be.
Yes.
In this liquid love, and you actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you, Twin?
Yes, yes. Oh, man.
You feel the love,
yes.
You know, and when you walk in faith, the word of God says faith without works is dead. So we
yes.
got to be busy. You can't just have faith and be quiet. You got to be up busy talking about the goodness of God
yes.
so that, and then let your light so shine so that men may see your work, you know, and glorify the Father.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all about Him.
Yes.
And I'm just excited to be a blessing today to encourage the body of Christ and
yes.
just people all over the world
yes.
to understand that it's in Him that we can have every promise in this book,
yes. Yes.
which is the number one best-selling book
yes.
in the earth.
The most powerful
the
weapon.
Most powerful, you got to know it.
Boom.
The 66 bullets. You know, and if you don't, everybody they're picking up these real guns, but if you pick up this gun, this right here, you got 66 rounds of ammo.
Yes.
That you can shoot off.
Yes.
And it'll shut the mouth of any lion. Any lion devil. Yeah. Because that's what happened with the man that tried to bring fear into
yes.
you.
Yes.
And once you was like, no, I'm not bowing down to the spirit of fear. I'm daughter of the Most High God. I'm five of Jesus. Even this demon didn't know. And trust me, demons do know. He just challenged you.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see, because he's been watching you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
See if you was really going to be consistent
yes.
and diligent in what you do. Are you scared? No. The love, see that love.
Yes. Yes.
That liquid love, it covers dumb, it covers stupid. It
yeah.
do. It covers
yeah.
all the dumb stuff.
Yeah.
It really does. And it will keep you from slapping people in the back of the neck. It will. I promise you.
Yes.
Every day you'll be set free. And I hadn't even thought about it. I was thinking about a couple of months. Papa Jack. I ain't want to slap nobody.
Yay!
I believe I'm really set free now.
The word works when you work it.
Yes. So I just thank God. But you know what? I started taking some sabbaticals, and I got in a place to where I was just in a posture to hear from God, Him and Him alone, because He told me to sit down somewhere, okay? And then I released other people to be all they can be in the kingdom of God. In this dimension, and I'm still really having to preach much.
And I'm so excited about fighting.
Yes. Yes, and I'm so excited about that because you get in a place you really hear God, because God has more for me than just being a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do all the things He wants me to do. Mm-hmm. We sit down, sit down. We just stand up. You got to know to hear it.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's the best place to be. And then you get set free from not only yourself, but you get set free from people too.
Yes.
You don't get
Definitely.
So worried about what they think, what they say.
Yeah.
And then stop talking to them about the things God talked
yeah.
to you about. Wait, like Laura said, wait till it manifests.
Yeah.
Then you can talk
then
about
Then you can talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because they're going to be the number one, if I were you,
yes.
they're going to be the number one. And they're not you, and you're
yeah.
not them. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Yes.
So just stay encouraged
yes.
and, you know, and give people room. And when people come in to, you know, iron sharpen iron, don't tell people how to sharpen you. God is already telling them, just receive it. You know, and that's another issue in the body. We don't want to see. We just want to be the ones that correct it.
Everybody.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah,
we don't want to see nothing. But we all children of God,
yes.
learning, knowing, and growing.
All of us.
Every single day, I'm
yes.
trying to learn something. And
yes.
I say all the time, I'm learning from my little 13-month-old grandson. I learned so much from just watching
yes.
him. And he don't even know. He's not even totally in his fullness. Who God's created him to be, but I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
God will minister to me, and I love the way Joyce Meyer put it, how she really got set free. God really began to deal with her in her obedience in the grocery store. He will use whatever he has to use with the shopping cart, because she didn't want to put them back. God said, go put that back. She goes, I don't want to. But she did. And then you know how you get stuff? you go to the what do you call it, to check out, and you don't really need it or have enough money for it, you just stick it somewhere. You can't do that, people of God. You have to go put it back where you got it from.
Yes.
See, when you can master those things, God can trust you with some more. This is the simple stuff, but it's real. Because when you don't think God's not looking, he's looking.
Oh, wow. That just confirmed me.
Uh-oh.
Because Lily, we were at the dollar store the other day, and there was a toy. She didn't drop it, but I told her to pick it up. And she goes, but I didn't drop it. It don't matter. Pick it up. And I was like, you know, it's only the right thing, you know. These people work hard here at the store.
Yeah.
And she picked it up, and she put it up, and I was like, it's only the right thing.
It's true. The other day, I was with someone, and they had we had eight. I really didn't eat. I just went in and I got a salad, but they had chicken in it. But since they're doing the fast, couldn't eat salad. So, and they were getting, now we got water and they got some tea. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to get some tea. I know what you're thinking. Okay. I don't have no heaven hell to put you in. If you convict it, you convict it. Okay. Would you like some of this tea? Oh, no. I'm not joking. Because you didn't buy that. You took that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we got water, you can't go get tea that you didn't pay for. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's just the truth. Now, you got money in your pocket. Go buy some tea. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just using this as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't get mad at the people that say, I'm not going to be able to. We have to have integrity even over the little glass of tea. Come on, y'all. And that's what it is, dealing with your integrity.
Yeah.
Because when you function in a spirit of excellence in the kingdom, you will have integrity.
Yeah. Remember, I had shared with you the meat market that I got home and they didn't charge me for some of the meat. And I look at my receipt, I say, they charged me for the chicken, but they didn't charge me for the steak meat. And it was like 30-something. But I went back and told them. And you know what the manager said? He said, don't worry about it. But thank you for being honest. And I'm like, okay. I went back the next day.
You know what people say about that? Ooh, look how the Lord blessed me. No.
And I went by and the manager said, it was yesterday. Don't worry about it. I said, I was not able to come back right away because I was in a time limit, but this is the receipt. I had a receipt from the meat in the bag. And he said, don't worry about it. That's what the manager said. And I said, there, Lord, I did it. Because I was in my spirit when that hit me.
Yeah,
rest.
Right.
Like, it was like, no, go back. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it.
That's right. But, you know, God is calling us, y'all, even in our obedience and even in our integrity. It's so many different currents in this love that God is really wanting to, you know, it's for us.
Yeah.
You know, he did it all for us, you know, and understanding that we have work to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I love it here, Lord, where it says in Matthew 11:28, you want to read it?
Mm-hmm.
As we
11:28, it says, venid a mí todos los que están trabajando y cargados, y yo les daré descansar.
Hallelujah. So this is a personal invitation, y'all. This is a personal invitation from Jesus himself. In Matthew, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a personal invitation to you and to me and to all of us. Come unto me, all.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, come unto me, just Marlo, or just Laura, or just Sally, Jack, and everybody watch. He meant all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Ye that labor, because we're all laboring. And are heavy laden. Because we all go through sometimes, like, Lord, and life happens.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen, you know, like serious things happen. And he said, I will give you rest. And when he gives you rest, it's in his peace. He says also to us, my peace I give you.
Mm-hmm.
We think we know what peace is, but when we get into God's peace, he will, there's almost no words to describe it.
Because
as we go through the things in life that are painful and that hurt us and that leave us hollow, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
God will feel it.
Yes.
And sometimes you do it day by day.
Yes.
It don't all come in a whammy because he does miracles, but he's not doing magic.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So I just thank God for him being who he says he is.
Yes.
And it's time for us to gird up and be who we say we are.
What did Matthew say? We also have to learn to walk in our
gifts
that he gave us and let others shine
in what they do
best.
That's right. We glean from says we glean from others because of what is brought to the table. My confidence is in him.
Amen.
It's so true, Karen. She says it's in him. He has given in just extra.
Yeah. And I want to send a shout out to Rick.
That's
Pastor
Karen.
Rick Pope. He's
good morning,
watching
Pastor
on here.
Rick.
I did not know that he could play the drums, okay? I knew he could play the guitar.
He's a musician.
And he got on the drums at a marine park and then another leader, a pastor that came to serve with us, he told Pastor Marlo, can I play the guitar? He started playing the guitar. He played English and Spanish. He was singing in English and Spanish, and Rick Pope was playing every song.
Wow.
He knew the song. It was Rick Pope. It was awesome. I was like, so I started seeing the gifts. He's good at algae. And pastor, he's, oh my God, evangelist, a drum player, it's guitar player. And I'm like, wow, all the gifts, the talents the guy has given us.
Yes.
We'll be flowing in the river of God's liquid love Friday at 6:45 night. Yes, here at the
Friday night prophetic worship at the House of Glory.
Yes.
And you can read the Lord's page. I'm sure he gave the address and all.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And we have a post. And as a matter of fact, some of the other leaders that went to the park, they already did a post and they're inviting people. The guy that was playing the guitar, he did a post for some of the events that are happening somewhere else. And then he put our event for this Friday in his post. And he's sharing with other people, with other believers.
Wow.
With other believers.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
It's iron sharpened iron.
His name is Joe, Pastor Joe. He's the one that was
playing the
guitar.
Thank you, Pastor Joe.
Yeah.
And I pray that he's watching today.
Yes. Yes. I invited him to the show, so hopefully he'll come.
Praise the Lord.
Him and his wife.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
well, I am so
excited.
Honored that you guys tuned in today. Yes, girl, we miss you, girl. We got Karen watching today. Hi, sister, our twin, our triplet sister.
Our triplet. Hermana tercera, triplet.
Yeah. Jamie says, I know that feeling because I'm a grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you know. And then we have Pastor Rick. What did Pastor Rick say? I don't. Oh, he gave the scripture there. Oh, in John, 1 John. And then we have Pastor Rick watching. We have Benita Collins. Hey, sister,
hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Miss Deborah.
Amanda, and we have, Brother Isso Fisso. Him and Sister Dominica.
Oh.
That's her husband. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Tamesa on both pages. Go, girl. She's so awesome. And Sister Lupe and Sister Anna Marie Jackson. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Tammy Tucker was on both of them. You're mine.
And so was Lupe.
I know how they do that, but okay.
But mostly I want to thank our loving parents, Papa Jack and Papa Darby. Dylan's baby boy has what? Oh, was born. Oh, wow. Really, Jamie? She said her new grandbaby was born. Let's see if we can see it. Oh, Dylan's baby boy was born on the 16th.
Yay!
You
Yay,
are
Benita,
double grandma.
Welcome.
Yes. Congratulations on that. And to God be the glory. We just want to thank you guys for tuning in and chiming in with us and talking about the good news.
Yes.
And the goodness of God. And I pray that you're encouraged and understand that whatever God has for you is for you.
Yes.
And that you just reach up and grab it.
Yes.
And that you would just get in this current of love and flow in it and be everything that God has called you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen eyes enough, ears enough, the things that God has in store for you and you and you and all of us. So we're just so ready, and we dudamus over here.
Yes.
We dynamite.
Yes.
We busting through the scenes. And we're just, you know, we're just ready to be about the Father's business.
Amen.
You know, and we're all together, sisters and brothers in Christ on this journey. And
Amen.
It's truly amazing.
Yes.
Right, Quinn?
Amen. Amen.
So we want to invite you guys out Friday night again to our prophetic night of worship here at the House of Glory. Right behind the mansion here, building number 2 at 2704 West Parkville Drive. Pastor Rick says, be here at 6:45 because we're not trying to do the CP time.
Yeah.
Okay? We're trying to do some Jesus time.
Yeah.
And he's an on-time God. And we need to learn that we can be on time too and be respectful in our time. Because I got crunched last week when I was late. And I was and Sister Karen was waiting on us. That was wrong. That was wrong, y'all. But we got it together. And we were here on time today, but we were still late concerning our time. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, y'all pray for us and we pray for you. We watch God change things, right?
Yes.
And Lord, what would you like to say?
Well, first I want to say thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for tuning in, everyone. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed week. And Father, we just thank you this week. We thank you for this week. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the fire, the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, God. And continue to let us decrease so you can increase to bring you glory and honor and praise. And thank you for all the souls that you're touching around the soul, spiritually, physically, and financially, Father.
Hallelujah.
For the kingdom come, thy will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just remember, we are all in this time of revival. So let's get caught up in this wind and the fire.
Yes.
And boy, it's going to be powerful. So thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Show the video.
Yes,
wow.
And to God be all the glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Woo!
Sing
Jesus.
Sing
Pastor
Jesus.
Marcos.
Amen.
Yes. So, Mama Dalis, I know y'all doing Bible study tonight, but what y'all doing today, you and Papa Jack?
Well, he's going to go back home to do whatever. I'm going to spend a couple hours at the box.
Okay.